This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two on a Friday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3F Solutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. S3F Solutions, the home of the most accurate drop-in barrel you're ever going to find, among other things. Chris Christie has finally dropped out of the presidential race after he did what I knew he was going to do. I knew he was going to go after Rubio, and he cost Rubio in New Hampshire. Now we'll see where Rubio goes, because Christie's going home. He's dropped out, and he's got, right now, history is looking to take a bite out of his very sizable butt on this Second Amendment shift of his. When he's running for governor in 2009, a Democratic attack ad showed his face beside a row of Borats, calling him a staunch ally of the NRA. The ad's ominous warning was that unlike John S. Corzine, the New Jersey Democratic governor at the time, Christie stands with the NRA and opposes banning armor-piercing rifles. Drink that in. Armor-piercing rifles. What are they? They must have a very pointy tip on the barrel or something. I don't know. He brushed away the criticism, and his campaign swiftly sent out a news release saying that Chris Christie supports the assault weapons ban and all current gun laws, and declared he would toughen gun laws to fight criminals and make New Jersey safer if he was elected governor. Unfortunately, because we still have a relatively open country, the stories coming out of the Garden State under him show his gun laws have done more to fight the upstanding citizens of the state, from Carol Bound to Stefan Josie Davis to Shanine Allen to Carlo Bellario, the long list of victims who have paid and continue to pay the price seems to display every gun owner's worst nightmare behind enemy lines in the Garden State. The gun laws there are so draconian and confusion that they actually deny some ex-cops the right to carry. State Statute 2C, semicolon 39-6, currently lists individuals eligible for right to carry as federal, state, county, or municipal officers, sheriff's officers, corrections officers, park police, and county prosecutor investigators, and includes any former full-time member of a state law enforcement agency, which means all cops. Okay, everybody with a badge, with a gun, with powers of arrest, it covers them. 55-year-old John Kuchkowski retired in 2011 as a highly decorated police sergeant with the University of Medicine and Dentistry. Yet even Kuchkowski found himself denied the right to carry. And what was the reason for his denial? He was a campus cop. He said it made me feel like my whole career was a sham, like they're saying I wasn't a real cop, according to the Star Ledger. Attorney Thomas Ruffneen represents Kuchkowski as well as 48 other retired officers fighting for their right to carry.
And how are UMDNJ police not a state law enforcement agency, according to Rep. Neen? By that logic, that makes the entire Rutgers police force, which is one of the largest in the state, ineligible. And that flies in the face of the intent of the law, which is to increase public safety. So if you think the Christie campaign promises sync up with his actions back home, think again. His administration's official line as recently as 2014 was that he supports New Jersey's already tough gun laws. And in spite of pardoning several citizens unjustly convicted under the current law, it says more that he waited until the eve of his presidential campaign to kick off in order to announce sweeping changes to New Jersey's unpardonable gun laws. He is only slightly more of a friend to the Second Amendment than the New Jersey legislature, if that much. Hillary or Bernie? I don't care who the Democratic nominee is. It shouldn't matter to any of us either. Okay. It's interesting that a socialist is beating her. It's really interesting about that. In New Hampshire, by such a large margin. But the fact that both are solid enemies of the Second Amendment means that the only interest gun owners should have in the Democratic primary is to make sure whichever one gets the nomination is soundly beaten in the general election by a candidate who respects our right to keep and bear arms. I don't know where that came from. That was not Freudian. No. As we have chronicled many times, Hillary Clinton is an unabashed opponent of the Second Amendment, a National Rifle Association hater who has made further restricting the rights of you a central tenet of her campaign. She's hardly ever heard of a restriction she doesn't support. And here are some of the things she's voiced or voted her support for. Of course, she does like the universal background check, the panacea for all things. She wants to close the non-existent gun show loophole, despite federal law already requiring a background check. She wants to stifle online advertisement of guns for sale, thereby attacking both the First and Second Amendments. She wants to close the non-existent Charleston loophole, an intentional part of the federal firearm law that allows a sale to proceed if the FBI hasn't completed its background check in 3 days. She wants to ban semi-automatic rifles as so-called assault weapons, and she wants to allow law-abiding gun makers and gun sellers to be sued for criminal misuse of their products. Sanders, while behind, is not that far behind. Not that far behind. And, of course, Clinton likes the 1996 Australian solution, as I call it. And Sanders, on the other hand, he's had to vote for the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. But now he's changed his mind on that. He's trying to be as anti-gun as Hillary Clinton, or more. I don't know how you do that. He also supports the Equal Access to Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act, a legislation intended to give the PLCAA, or to gut it, rather, and the gun industry once again vulnerable to a frivolous lawsuit, litigation, that kind of thing. To understand the importance of the flip-flop, you must realize how important the PLCAA is to all of America's law-abiding gun owners. So no matter how hard you look, you're not going to find a pro-gun candidate on the Democratic side of this election cycle. Webb is gone. Jim Webb is gone. The act passed in 2005 literally saved the American gun industry from certain doom. Gun control radicals were most of the way through the process of suffocating manufacturers under the weight of litigation costs. All they had to do was increase the volume and tinker with the edges some more to where they just simply would smother. And they passed this law just at the very last minute. Sanders' stance on repealing this, like Clinton's, could send us back to the old days of the anti-gun big city mayor suing gun makers and gun sellers for criminal misuse of a perfectly safe product, a damaging repeat of the earlier effort to stifle gun ownership. Can't allow it. Gotta vote him away. We will be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's always nice to look at the most proficient people in the world, because that would be you. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3F Solutions.
Edge.com.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3F Solutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. The home of the most accurate barrel you're ever going to find for your Glock. I don't know how it is in the rest of the United States. Right now in South Carolina, earlier today it was snowing, and then right now, towards the end of the day, it got into the 60s. And, I mean, it was during the day that it was snowing. So, I mean, I've had, like, I've had winter and spring in the same day. So, and that's wreaking havoc with me. So let's move on to something much more nicer and more gooder to talk about. Any fair-minded analysis will reveal that the roughly 13.5 million of us that hold a concealed carry permit in the United States make astonishingly few mistakes with the weapons we carry. Serious mistakes where actual injuries occur are rarer than that. And despite literal decades of media hysteria that people will be shooting each other in the streets over minor traffic accidents, the evidence pointedly says otherwise. And the evidence is just not about mistakes, but conclusively about the underlying law-abidingness of permit holders, too. So for all of you that this applies to, well done. It is, though, a huge responsibility. So we owe it to each other to never forget just how high the stakes and consequences are, especially in the media environment firearm carry faces at present. So with this in mind, here are some of the lapses that you may encounter. Maybe some of you may be examining your own habits. Item number one, abandonment. Three-gun competitors can describe this to you in a twinkling. The necessity of a firearm for which you are responsible, leaving your control. In their world, this implies a particular condition, for sure, on mechanical safe with the barrel pointing in a safe direction as a known backstop, and at other times empty in every sense of the word, no magazine, no rounds in the gun, whatever, chamber, cylinder, etc. For the carry practitioner, this may prove even more complex. The reasons are no mystery. If you're out and about and armed, you may be faced with a need for abandonment to enter places like banks or government offices. So here is a very simple point for you. Have a plan. While there are many car lockups out there, they generally share three weaknesses. Power, removability, read theft, and the tail associated with using most of them. This last item can draw so much attention that it makes your device more of a problem than a solution, and especially if you clear your firearm, as you should. So here's very little good news. You're not alone in this. Federal agents have genuine problems sorting out this dilemma, too. Probably the best fix is a good route or activity planning. If you must go somewhere where your firearm is at least unwelcome and perhaps prohibited, don't pull up out front and take your countermeasures in view, plain or otherwise. Instead, lock your unloaded firearm in the trunk at home, go to the bank, renew your license, mail your package, whatever, and then retrieve and discreetly don your firearm. This reduces your window of vulnerability, but it also draws far less unwanted interest or scrutiny. I had to abandon today. I went to a highway department. The first highway department I went to is probably a good idea that I had abandoned because I got angry. But I did not lock it in the car and then drive there. I had it on me. I put it in the glove compartment with my wife in the car, and then I went in. So, anyway. Number two, one firearm. We appreciate that it is a serious and potentially expensive business to select that perfect carrier weapon, only to have us assert that there is no such thing. And it's always a part of the conversation. There are many, many reasons why this can be so. So we'll just pick one and generalize. I have complete confidence you'll apply the lesson to your own case.
So it's not further annoying that we do this with one single word, summer. Wardrobe considerations are a fact of life anyway, but we find seasonal changes are not accounted for with regularity. And you've got to think about a cover garment. A simple alternate example may help. The kind of belt which you can easily hang a fine FNS Compact or Kimber Ultra CDP may be great 8 or even 9 months out of the year in most U.S. climates. There will be times, however, when it's fundamentally impractical. You now have a choice. Telegraph at your arm with inappropriate attire, which is a problem all of its own, or go unprepared. So think about a second carry firearm. Granted, it means more time at the range to get and keep proficiency, but we know that somehow you'll struggle through. I'm going to have to do that myself. And I'm going to break one of my rules, simply because I don't see any way around it. I'm going to have to get a M&P shield. I have resisted getting an M&P shield. And I may get rid of my Glock 26 to do it, because my Glock 26 with a 2+2 extender on the magazine is not that much smaller than my Glock 19. And I would rather carry my Glock 19. So I will probably get rid of the Glock 26 and get a Smith & Wesson M&P shield. It will be narrower. It will be less ammunition. But it will work with certain clothes that I wear. And that's just all there is to this. I'll still have all my other Glocks, and I will have to cry myself to sleep over this one. Then there's one carry method. You got to, you know, we're going to continue this when we go into the break, simply because it's just interesting to me. A second defensive firearm will almost certainly call for a second carry method. And what's true in the details, at least, is that this is a narrow way to think about the challenge of adopting and mastering another technique. You have to go back to the wardrobe for justification, seasonal or otherwise. There are times when a favorite method or position simply is not going to work. If you never trained anything else, you're in the same out-of-luck spot. One of the things that I can... Well, you know what? We don't have time for me to get into this because we're going to break in 7 seconds. We'll pick this up on the other side because this is interesting, because everybody that is concealed carrying, let's talk about it, shall we? We'll be right back.
Cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Trying to go over the things that you might encounter when carrying a weapon. Just because it's a good thing to do. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3F Solutions. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com.
All right. We were talking about what makes us so good and at the same time trying to look at and anticipate and figure out how to get past certain things. We were up to the one carry method. Since it is very likely you're going to have at least two carry guns, you're probably going to have a second carry method. The second gun will probably be smaller than the first. It will. So that means it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all, so that means it's not going to be a one-position-fits-all. Now, one thing that I will say, a lot of trainers will tell you do not carry in the small of the back. And I will tell you why. Because if you get knocked onto your back, landing on that gun may be quite painful, if not cause some sort of an injury. When I was a child, the term scoliosis, while it may have been out there in the medical, you know, in the medical field, nobody ever looked at me and said, he's got scoliosis, because I obviously do have a curvature of the spine. My spine is so curved that in the small of my back, I could hide, I don't know, I could hide that big H&K military 45 caliber pistol, you know, the one that looks like a Wheaties box. I could put, if I had a holster to stick in there in the small of my back, it would fit there. So a lot of times, if based upon my clothing, if I have to wear something light, like shorts and a lightweight shirt, I will go with that particular setup simply because I can carry just about as big a gun as I want to. So, this is all going to be based upon your body type. Plus, I'm a guy. Women are going to have a different set of criteria they've got to go with if they're going to carry on body. So, when you make yourself look at a second option, look at you as well, and don't worry about preferences. Because, you know, at some level, they're just some sort of accompaniment out of a box already checked, and that you must now consider alternatives. And you may discover for yourself a better technique. Your original choice may now become a finely tuned backup. Useful still, but seen for what it actually is and replaced by quicker, safer, more versatile, whatever you call it. Abandonment Part 2. This one raised my eyebrows. I'm just curious as to what it is. Have you considered that your carry firearm is abandoned at home? At least in the sense we previously talked about. That is, it's out of your direct control when you take it out of a purse, a briefcase, or off your belt, and put it wherever you store it. Deep down, you know the rules. If it's out of reach, make it safe, and can reconsider numbers 2 and 3. I home carry. Let me say that again. I home carry. Because I'm not going to have time to get to my safe. So I have guns out all the time. Not so that you could see them. But somebody that comes to my house has got problems anyway. Number 5. My skill is going to be better than your skill. And this could be pages and pages and pages all by itself. And the shabby manifestations of this counterproductive mindset are everywhere. Short version. Then I'm going to try exhibits both practical and philosophical dangers, and it's tough to decide which is worse. In the physical, practical sense, it's old-fashioned foolishness. There are many parameters for a good defensive shooter, but as everybody posits on a repeated basis, personal security is about a lot more than skill at arms, though that final enforceable no will necessarily be a firearm for most. Blazing speed or pinpoint accuracy are both wrong solutions in some circumstances. The key is an out-of-fashion character trait, which is humility. And the surest cure is to get it through your head that nobody with any real sense is ever done learning. And especially not about something as consequential as armed self-defense. In the philosophical and political, since we're in an election year, if you will, it plays right into the hands of people, still great in number, who don't want anyone except their own protectors to be armed. Furthermore, they believe anyone without military or law enforcement training, and increasingly many with that background, are incompetent and are perpetually on a self-serving, liberty-killing hunt for proof. Don't be the reason they find it. If you think this couldn't possibly be you, here's a test. When was the last time you introduced a genuine challenge into your training practice regime or smirked at someone else's? This is the surest, simplest sign you are content that you should, and, you know, you shouldn't be content. if you don't see yourself in any of these, you are a sophisticated carry practitioner. Congratulations are in order. Keep up the good work. If you're like the rest of us, maybe you see a shortcut to this person that thinks that they are the best there is, as taking that we better avoid. Self-defense with a gun is a martial art. Like any other martial art, it is done based upon muscle memory and practice and repetition. It is done based upon challenging your skill set on a regular basis. It is done not by standing in one fire bay
and pulling the trigger in the isosceles stance is done shooting on your back, on your side, under a car, over a car, through a car, walking to your left, walking to your right, walking in a figure eight, having somebody shoving you. And I got to be honest with you. I think that's a ridiculous drill. I've seen some of these drills. Now, there's some drills that I don't get at all. I saw one drill, and this is at James Yeager's tactical response, where they had the guy in a naked choke. The shooter was in a naked choke, and they were, I don't know if they were applying pressure. I suppose if somebody has a naked choke on me, I'm jamming my weapon up underneath my armpit, and I'm starting to pull the trigger. I think their grip will loosen at that point. The other thing I'm going to do, because I'm doing that, is I'm going to bring my arms down to take some of that pressure off of my neck. But all that being said, I'm not going to be sticking the gun out in front of me and taking shots that way. Some of the training techniques you're going to see when you go to a class, okay? Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. Some of the stuff that you go through is going to be what is referred to as institutional dogma. Like when you fire your weapon and then you pull your weapon back and then you peer left and right. If you're peering left and right in a real situation, if you think there's danger left or right, the gun needs to go with you left and right. You're not looking. You're not out there with the gun here going, oh, look, there's danger over here, and I'm 90 degrees away from having a bead on him. No. So watch that kind of stuff. And, hey, you are already the best America has to offer. Just get a little bit better. When we get back, a little self-help for some soft targets. This is Lock and Load.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold?
How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The best kind of help is self-help. We got some for you. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. Now, unlike Barack Obama's gun control proposals, armed citizens can stop mass shooters who are visible, or invisible, rather, until they strike. That is the beauty of the armed citizen. They are there. And there's not much that the government can do about that sort of terrorist threat that Obama described in his speech following the massacre in San Bernardino. It will always be difficult to stop self-radicalized jihadists operating under no one's instructions from carrying out attacks on soft targets too scattered and numerous to secure. The only viable alternative, self-help, is the one that Obama seems ideologically incapable of considering. His proposals for new restrictions on firearms move in the opposite direction, based on an assumption that the problem is too many guns in too many hands. Now, the pro-gun control supporter will dismiss the notion that an armed citizen can help stop terrorists and other mass shooters. They argue that unbadged amateurs will be frozen by fear that they will accidentally shoot innocent people or that police will mistake them for bad guys. The only problem is they can never cite any one moment when that actually happened, because this kind of thing happens every day, citizens stopping crime with guns. These possibilities do not negate the life-saving potential of encouraging greater self-reliance when waiting for police to arrive. It means waiting for a cold-blooded murderer to kill. When these guys are free to roam in their hunting ground, which is a gun-free zone, they're going to be killing somebody every 20 seconds. This is what studies have found. So that means for every minute, three people are dying. So if they're allowed to go in there and have free reign for 5 minutes, that's 15 dead people. Now, we know from past experience that intervention by people already at that scene can make a crucial difference. Last October, UCLA law professor and Washington Post blogger Eugene Volokh
listed 10 cases where bystanders used firearms to disable, detain, or scare away gunmen who had shot people or threatened to do so. The examples included a Mississippi high school principal, a Philadelphia barbershop customer, a Colorado Springs churchgoer, and a Chicago Uber driver. As Bullock noted, such interventions seem to be rare, which is not surprising since so many mass shootings occur in gun-free zones where law-abiding people are disarmed. But bystanders with firearms demonstrably can save lives, which is more than you can say about Obama's proposals. The perpetrators of the San Bernardino attack did not have criminal or psychiatric records that would have legally disqualified them from buying a firearm. One of them passed background checks when he bought pistols through California gun dealers. Obama's recommendation of universal background checks in response to the San Bernardino massacre is therefore a non sequitur. It doesn't even apply. It has nothing to do with this. Likewise, the suggestion that people on the federal no-fly list should be barred from buying guns, leaving aside the constitutional problem with stripping someone of any right based on nothing more than an unverified suspicion, the San Bernardino killers were not on the no-fly list or the FBI's so-called terrorist watch list. His other proposal, banning the rifles used in the attack, which he described as assault weapons, even though they were California compliant, hence not assault weapons based upon California's rules, at least had something to do with the actual facts of the case, but there's no reason to think that arbitrarily prohibiting firearms based on their scary military-style looks will impair the ability of terrorists to kill innocent people. Now, of course, the other gun control activists want to go further. The New York Times called for mass confiscation of guns to reduce their number drastically by eliminating such large categories of weapons and ammunition. All they forgot to do when they called for that was describe how it would work. How's that going to work? How are you going to go out there? You might actually pull it off in some small venue. In some small venue, you might actually pull it off. First of all, the cops aren't going to be down for that. Because it's going to be the cops. It's not going to be... Senator Feinstein does not have her own little hit squad that numbers millions of people. She doesn't. Neither does Bloomberg. Neither does Obama. Neither does any of these people. So it's going to fall to law enforcement. They may want to try to conscript the military into that, but then that's just going to make things worse. It's just going to exacerbate for them what's already a bad proposition. But, I mean, most people are not going to go along with this. Most of the people they're counting on to actually implement it are not going to go along with it. Those that do will be dealt with either by their colleagues or by the people they tried to kick in the door of. The LA Times doesn't think the Second Amendment protects any rights that the government must respect, and they demanded a federal ban on military-style weapons, a limit on the size of magazines and background checks when parents give guns to their children. It would also get rid of most concealed carry laws. There you have to sit back and really scratch your head, because the reasoning for that is very hard to fathom. In the face of self-directed terrorists who are invisible until they strike, the last thing we should do is be preventing a self-reliant, self-motivating, possibly really well-equipped civilian out there from carrying a gun. Autonomous terrorism is going to call for autonomous defense. And all of it. Let's look at something here. Okay, here's New York Times columnist Gail Collins claimed semi-automatic weapons, a category that includes many hunting rifles and almost all modern handguns aside from revolvers, are totally inappropriate for either hunting or home defense. How would you know, Gail Collins? You've probably never seen a semi-automatic weapon. You've probably never seen a revolver. You've probably never seen a weapon. Unless it was, you know, on a cop's hip as he walked by. And if it was in New York, then you saw a crippled gun. So, but I'm always seized with this desire when I hear them say, we need to do away with all guns. Let's go ahead and give up all the weapons. I mean, they've written fables about that, haven't they, where they got rid of the guns and then the marauders came and they didn't have anything to fight them with. And yet, these utopians, if you will, believe that I saw this thing, and I can't, it was by Dr. Michael Hurd, I believe it was, where he's talking about if you put your hands over your eyes when you're young, and you put your hands over your eyes when you're very young, you believe something isn't there. And it's only as you age that you realize it's still there, but you just can't see it. These guys are putting their hands over their eyes, and they think if they say guns are banned, there will be no guns. And that's just wrong. That's a gigantic error. A gigantic error. And, I wish him luck with that one. It's, the polls are not trending that way. Hillary, run on gun control all day long, woman. Run on gun control. By all means. I relish the thought of you running on gun control. If there's anybody who should know better than that, it would be Hillary Clinton. Because didn't Bubba wake up in the mid-90s going, oh, my God, what's happened now? I don't even know what's happened in here. I had the Senate. I had the House. I don't have anything now. Monica, come here. I need to, Run on it, Hillary, by all means. Little self-help. We're the self-help. Me and you, we're the self-helpers. We're the ones that walk around we're skirting on a regular basis. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow, I'll be skirting gun-free zones all over the place. And that will be, I'll be looking in there. Some of these will be open-air gun-free zones. I don't even know how that works. One of the reasons I shave my head is because I don't want to pull my hair out. We're going to head towards hour number three when we get back. California's gun confiscation program is horrible. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.